One community connection this morning brought to you by First Baptist Church, and I get the opportunity to speak on the topic of Miss Oklahoma Outstanding Teen and the current Miss Tulsa State Fair Outstanding Teen, Cassie Harding, joining me this morning for an interview. Good morning, Cassie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm doing great, and I'm excited. Always nice to see winners and people moving on towards great honors. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
But before we get to talk about what's coming up with the competition, I mean, you're already a winner. Tell me about your competition down in Tulsa. That was at the State Fair, right?
Yes, I was so excited. I love going to the Tulsa State Fair. I go every year with my family, and so getting to compete there with 15 other girls in my category and winning was incredible, and it was such a fun experience. And then afterward, I got to go out with my miss, and we got to go and go around the Midway and talk to people and take pictures and see the animals there at the fair, and it was just so much fun and so exciting for me.
You and I have been chatting before we went on the air, and I get the impression, please correct me if I'm wrong, but you strike me as the person who really enjoys getting out talking to people.
Yes, I've loved getting to be Miss Tulsa State Fair's Outstanding Teen because I have got to meet so many more people throughout the organization and in my community.
Well, let's talk about in your community, because you're a student at Bartlesville, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a sophomore at Bartlesville High School.
And I don't know all your activities, but as you progress into being a junior next year, I know you're on the Palm Squad. What else is life for you?
I've been dancing since I was a kindergartner. I dance in Tulsa, I've danced in Dallas, I went and danced in Los Angeles. I love dancing, it's a passion of mine, and I kind of love getting to do pageants because we also do talent in the Miss America organization, and so it's so much fun getting to not only, you know, wear the pretty evening gowns, but I also get to show my passion with through dance.
And of course, I'll just ask, are there any particular dance instructors that you really have said, this person, changed my dance attitude and really gave me the right moves?
My coach right now, the Bartlesville Varsity Palm coach, Stephanie Stewart, actually, she is a great teacher. Not only a great person, she's an amazing teacher, a dance teacher.
And I think it's those teachers that we look back on for a lifetime that will say, that person really, I can remember every minute that I spent with them.
Yes, yes.
As pageants are something that I think it's always interesting to talk to people that really put themselves forward. You've got to plan a whole strategy with a platform. You have to, sometimes have multiple talent competition pieces ready to go, because if this one works, the PA system doesn't work this way. The person, if you have an accompaniment, sometimes they're sick, broken arm, whatever. You got to be ready to move and change courses midstream, right?
Yes, yes. It's a lot of preparing and getting ready for the week of Miss Oklahoma.
And that was coming up when?
June 8th and 9th. Mm-hmm. The prelims are on June 8th for teen and the morning of June 9th. And then Friday night, June 9th, we have the Miss Oklahoma Outstanding Teen contest. And the top 10 will be announced at that night. And the top 10 will compete and they will be crowned that night.
Now the talent that you're going to be presenting for the competition, is that different than what you did at the State Fair? Or are you allowed to repeat the same item?
It is the same that I did at the Tulsa State Fair.
Okay. And I think that kind of gives you an extra week or two or three or four to polish up what you've already done.
Yes, I've done this dance for a while now, so I'm really excited because I think I've had it perfected, so I'm excited to show it on the ORU stage.
Well, I know you told me before we went on the air that the music that you've chosen is Don't Rain on My Parade. What a great song. I want to say about the late 50s, early 60s sometime. It just really, I think, makes people want to get up and move.
Yes, I love getting to dance to it and show my fun style of dance, also with the technique and the attitude, and it's just so much fun for me to get up there and show my personality through it.
And you're playing to the audience, but it's that set of three, four, five people down front that really, that's where the energy is focused at, right?
Yes. This year, the judges will actually be on the stage so that they can see the dancers' feet, and so it's a little more intimidating, but I'm super excited because they'll get to see all of me when I'm dancing.
Well, again, I'd say the same thing to anyone involved in theater. Yeah, it's that fourth wall, and you have to imagine that fourth wall in between you and the judge, so you're not seeing the judge.
Yeah.
And I know that's tougher for me to say than for you to do.
Yes.
Talking school just a little bit as we wrap up the 2017 school year. Academically, just a little bit for you, what favorite classes, what so far has really sparked an interest that you said, this is something I enjoy?
I love math, so I do honors math. This last year I took Algebra 2, and I really enjoyed it. I had a great teacher at the Bartlesville High School, so that's something that I really have an interest in. I would love to be a meteorologist. This next year I'm going to do some chemistry, and so I'm really excited to get into that.
Okay, well, my wife is retired from teaching now, but one of the meteorologists down at Channel 6 she had in school. So it is possible for local people to have that career in meteorology if that's what you want to do.
Yes, I'd love to.
Pageants always, I'll say nearly always, require you to have some sort of a platform, a program to make things better for people. Tell me a little bit about what you're talking about to the judges on your platform.
My platform is called Fill Their Plate, and it is about helping reduce the numbers or ending childhood hunger. I don't think people really realize that that is still an issue today, but, you know, I think there's kids all around us, even here in the Bartlesville area. There's a school that has 92% of the kids are on free or reduced lunches, and so I just want those numbers to reduce, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help that out.
Well, that's a great platform. Now, are you required to have an action plan on that platform, or is this more publicity and community awareness type of thing?
Yes, I'm going to, if I were to be Miss Oklahoma's Outstanding Teen, I would take this on throughout Oklahoma and expand on it with the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma in Oklahoma City and the Eastern Oklahoma Food Bank in Tulsa. I would love to expand with them and get with them and campaign.
Okay, well, we're going to continue our time in just a moment with Cassie Harding. She is the current Miss Tulsa State Fair and a candidate next month for the Miss Oklahoma Outstanding Teen Competition. We'll find out how you can come out and support the competition, or at least encourage her along the way, when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger. Contact Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, for Community Food Bank of Oklahoma, and again, with Feeding America, so kind of some platform-related issues for our guest this morning, Cassie Harding. She is the current, again, Miss Tulsa State Fair and a candidate for the Miss Oklahoma Outstanding Teen. And so there are organizations out there that you could pair with already for this. So this is kind of a ready-made platform for you. So, any things in your background, your experience that made you choose this particular platform? Or, I'm not arguing with awareness. You see that you don't know for sure which kids have free reduced lunches. That's a confidential program. But if you look at 92% of one particular school in town, I think it's fairly common knowledge which one we're talking about, but I won't mention their name. But it's still nice to know. But what motivated you for that particular platform? Anything?
I got the chance to volunteer at Agape Mission here in Bartlesville, and volunteering there, I saw a lot of kids coming through, and that's something that really spoke to me, that I need to be a voice for these children coming through here and help them in any way I can with reducing the numbers on childhood hunger.
Okay, and again, we ran the story yesterday. I'll just plug it in again, that there are 4 sites in Bartlesville. You can check our website, bartlesvilleradio.com, with, of course, free lunches at 4 sites this summer. That's, I think, the 27th year Bartlesville Schools have been doing this. So just, again, pairing with your platform, you feel free to use it along if you want to. Anyway, there are ways that people can support your candidacy. Of course, if they know you, I'm sure they've already patted you on the back, congratulations, and why didn't you bring the crown with you? But if people would like to support your candidacy, there is a way they can do that, right?
Yes, you can vote for me on pageantvoting.com. That's going to be the People's Choice winner, and so whoever wins that is going to be the 11th contestant in getting to compete in Miss Oklahoma's Outstanding Teen that night.
Okay, so another opportunity. I'm sure you're going to win it outright, but there is an opportunity for the People's Choice, so that kind of gives the person with the best following an opportunity to follow on. That'd be, if you win, then does this advance you on to the national competition?
Yes, if I win, I get to compete for Miss America's Outstanding Teen in July, at the end of July, I think around July 29th.
I won't hold you to that number, but that's fine.
Yes, it's in Orlando, Florida. This last year, Nicole Gia went, or she was Miss Oklahoma's Outstanding Teen this last year, and she went and actually won. So she is the current Miss America's Outstanding Teen. It's so cool to have her as an inspiration here.
And I think what a great opportunity for a mentor, just to come along and say, I'm sure she is helping all of the current contestants, but it's nice to get that relationship and say, this helped me out to win.
Yes, yes. She's such a big inspiration.
What the scoring on this one? There is a talent. There is an interview. What are the other parts of the scoring on this one?
There also is a lifestyle and fitness, or like an activewear, where we get clothes from Skechers donated to us. They're one of our sponsors for Miss Oklahoma, and we get clothes from them that we get to go out and show and do a little performance routine for our activewear. We also have onstage question, evening gown. So as you walk out, you'll do your evening gown, and then at the end, you'll take a question out and you'll give them the question, and you'll answer the question as your onstage question.
And those questions are just not something you can study for. It's going to be the judge draws the slip of paper out of the hat, theoretically.
Yes.
and says, what do you think was the most influential person in history?
For me, my role model is Misty Copeland. She she's a ballerina, and just because she's a dancer, I mean, she's a role model to me. But I think she was the first African-American female to get a prima part in the New York City Ballet, and so she's a big inspiration of mine, and I think that's a big accomplishment for women.
Okay, well, congratulations on that question. You passed that with flying colors, and it's an opportunity for you just to have one more interview question with a judge. This is something I know, just being in front of an audience, or in this case, a panel of judges, whether there's anybody else in the room or not, it's a little intimidating, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Any devices that you've kind of worked out to help deal with that, other than just don't look at them? Or some people say stare at them a lot.
I think I just have to practice and just practice my nerves and just relaxing. I've been doing a lot of interviews with different people just so I can get used to the feeling of going into Moot ready.
Okay. Well, let's just put the pageant aside for a moment. Just going into high school junior year, that means the planning situation for college, for career, for life after high school is really kicking up for you now,
yes,
right? How's that going for you?
I'm really excited. I want to go to the University of Oklahoma right now. I want to minor in dance, and I want to get a major in meteorology, and I also would love to be a part of the POM squad there because they are really good. And my miss is actually, she was currently an OU POM alum, and so I'm really excited, and I'm looking into that right now.
Well, okay, and I know family, and it's just a great support group. Mom and Dad are here in the studio with you taking some pictures, and I'm sure that'll end up on Facebook 10 minutes after we leave the studio. But what else besides Mom and Dad? How big of a support group do you have that's out there encouraging along the way?
Oh, yes. My whole team, Bartlesville Varsity Palm, they're getting so excited for me. I have a lot of family and friends at school that are, like, so excited when I tell them, because they follow me on different accounts on my Instagram and Facebook, and so they're watching and they're getting ready for me to go compete, and a lot of them, I think, are planning to come support.
Now, you just left Palm practice already this morning, right?
Yes, yes. We practice a lot, and I love it, but it's so worth it, and we get to perform. We won nationals this last year, and so we have a great team, and I'm really excited for this upcoming year.
Okay. Advice for young ladies who are considering following along in the pageant path, what would you advise them to, prepare for, or get ready so they can be able to do a better job?
I definitely think you should look into doing pageants if you're any way interested. I grow a lot of self-confidence, a lot of confidence just getting up on that stage. I love it. I feel like I've grown into such a beautiful young woman, and getting to do interviews, it just gets me ready for the real world.
Well, I think you're right. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, this is an opportunity again for us to spend a moment or two with Cassie Harding. She is the current Tulsa State Fair candidate for the Miss Oklahoma Outstanding Teen. And again, the competition coming up June 8th and 9th. That's a Thursday and Friday, I believe, at the Mabee Center. And parting comments? Anything that we need to talk about that we haven't
mentioned? I would love for you to come and support me. The radio station also sponsored me, as long with McCoy's Jewelers and Dunges Toyota of Auto. Yes, here in Bartlesville. So I want to thank all my sponsors, my friends and family. So come out and watch the competition.
Okay, thank you very much. And again, how can people vote online?
On pageantvoting.com.
Thank you so much. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM. And we've got news coming up in just a bit from the Oklahoma News Network.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go buy Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Today's weather? Always know by calling 918-336-2900 for KWON's Weatherline. We continually update Weatherline to prevent weather surprises. 918-336-2900, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you'll know what to expect. Weatherline, sponsored by Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Note the number, 918-336-2900. Another way, K1 keeps you informed. 918-336-2900.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM. And again, congratulations to our business of the day, Priority Bargains. They pick up a dozen donuts. We'll be delivering them, within the hour. They may already have them. And also our Facebook update this morning reminding you that the Nowata City County Library are holding their book sale today, 10 to 5, and also Saturday, 9 to noon. And again, that's our Facebook update. Facebook update on K1 brought to you by The French Nest. 69 degrees. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
From the Oklahoma News Network, I'm Sean Carey. Now it comes.